Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, on this study of God's plan through the ages, and in particular, how the prophetic book of Ezekiel fits into this overall picture of God's plan, we conclude the portion on the book of Ezekiel. Today, I'll remind you of the timeline that looks at the end time scenario from the rapture of the church into eternity future. Then we'll look at what happens with the alignment of nations and when they will attack the Jewish state of Israel. It's going to be very near the beginning of the tribulation period. I'll also take a look at the scriptures that describe the temple that Jesus Christ will build on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's where he will rule and reign for the thousand-year kingdom. There will be scriptures that we examine which will reveal to us that before Messiah's temple, there will be a tribulation temple, and all the preparations have been made for that temple. And finally, we'll study the prophetic passages that deal with the Palestinian people of today. Something very special on the broadcast today, we'll hear an interview that I had with a rabbi that was the head of the Sanhedrin, that group of 70 wise Jewish scholars that actually managed the temple compound. And this rabbi also was the very first one to receive his priestly garments. You do not want to miss this interview. But first, let us begin today's study by learning of God's roadmap through the end times.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Now, I put this up here, these three items. This is the rapture of the church, the next event on God's calendar of activities. This is Revelation 4:1. Then there's 16 chapters of detailed information in the book of Revelation, chapters 4 through 19. 16 chapters, detailed information about a seven-year period of time. Chapter 19 is the return of Jesus Christ back to the earth. Chapter 20, verses 1 through 6, is the thousand-year millennial kingdom. Chapter 20, verses 11 to 15 in the book of Revelation, is the great white throne judgment. The third of the three major events, the rapture, the return, the retribution, and then chapters 21 and 22, new heavens, new earth, and new Jerusalem. What we're going to see happen to start the clock ticking, and we studied it in our last session, the Antichrist confirms a peace treaty. I showed you the peace treaties are all on the table. I believe those are peace treaties that are not normalized, not working, are going to be confirmed by the Antichrist, and that starts the clock ticking on the seven-year period of time. It is when that has happened, when the Jews believe their Messiah is here, when their supposed peace, albeit it's a pseudo-peace, they then will lay down their weapons. The Messiah's come. He'll protect us. We no longer need our weapons. And that's when the alignment of nations come in. When they have laid their weapons aside, when peace, when they are dwelling safely in the land, that's when they come in. Anticipation of peace has got the Jews excited, but still concerned. There's a third thing that's going to happen. When you go to chapter 40 and read, and I'm not asking you to do this right this minute, but read chapters 40 to 46, you'll find 202 distinct passages of Scripture detailing the establishment of the Messiah's temple. Look up here just a moment. In this thousand-year period of time, Jesus Christ is going to build a temple. That's found in Zechariah 6:12. He will rule and reign from that temple forever. That's Zechariah 6:13. In Ezekiel 40 to 46, 202 detailed passages of Scripture dealing with how that temple is going to be, what it's going to look like, what the size of it is, what's in it, what's not in it. There's never been a temple ever in the Jewish world like the one described in Ezekiel 40 to 46. There's going to be a temple there. But I've got to tell you something. There's going to be a temple here too. At the midway point of the tribulation, a temple which will be in the city of Jerusalem. Because the Antichrist, the major player in the 7 years,
will walk into the temple. I've just produced, our son Jim and I just produced, a documentary, the latest information of how that temple in the tribulation period is ready to be built on the Temple Mount. Many things pertaining to that. 28,000 men studying the priestly duties for the last 25 years. They're all ready. They went out to Jericho. They put up two size, special, specific size, an altar. They've been doing hands-on training to do the sacrifices. They have raised sheep without blemish, without spot at Jericho, so they can have the hands-on experience. They have all the harps. 4,000 harps have been made. That's what King David called for the Levites to play when the temple was up. They know where the Ark of the Covenant is. The Bible tells us, 2 Chronicles 35:3, exactly where the Ark of the Covenant is. All of these things have been prepared. I want to show you the man who started all the study for these men to do the priestly duties. I walked into his yeshiva one day. He was at his computer. He said, I have 28,000 men on this computer. All are priests, and they've been brought to Jerusalem to study the priestly duties. When I got to him, I said, Rabbi Kahana, I understand the Sanhedrin has been reformed. Notice what he says. Several years ago, I know on the shores of the Sea of Galilee in Tiberias, they reformed those 70 men together who were known 2,000 years ago as the Sanhedrin. Am I correct? You were a member of the Sanhedrin, were you not?
I was head of it.
You were the head of it. And are you still involved?
No, not involved anymore because they were not as proactive as I thought they should be. They didn't deal with issues which I thought were very important. I became sidetracked, on issues which are of secondary importance. And since life is short and we have to live every day to its fullest, I didn't want to waste my time on things which I thought are not so important. But the idea remains to renew the Sanhedrin is certainly in itself a great idea, because what all Israel has to do with renewal, in the renaissance of the Jewish people back on earth in Israel, if I'm not a member of it, we can carry on. Life will carry on after a long time, but I won't be here and all kind of things. I wish them well, but it was not, as I said, not as aggressive is too big a word, proactive as I would want it to be.
Indeed, what he just said was he stepped out of the leadership of the Sanhedrin, and the reason that happened, the Sanhedrin have elected him to be the high priest in the temple, standing on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. I asked him about his priestly garment.
Now, I also did notice that at the Temple Institute, they have some garments that have been made, and there was a picture in Harutz 7 of you being fitted for a garment. The garments have been made for the men who...
Garments have been made, fitted, and ready for use. It's in my closet and I'm waiting. I don't touch it, I don't take it out. When time comes, it's like when you used to go to the army, you used to go to reserves.
Yes.
I had my uniform in the house. We all wear uniforms, right?
Yes.
Things that we do. And it'll be or won't be. If I don't wear it, my son will wear it.
So the priestly garment, that it was fitted for you, hanging in your closet in your home.
I asked the rabbi, did he believe that in his lifetime, since he is the man to be the high priest, all the preparations have been made to build the temple, would the temple be built? Here's what his response was.
Do you believe that we, you and I, are living in that time when the temple will stand in Jerusalem?
I feel I'm going to see the temple, yes. Things are going to happen so quickly. See, God works in lurches, and then there's time spans of nothing happening, and there's a lurch of his doing. We're like in the doldrums now a little bit. But we all feel, at least in Israel, that on the seam of history, something's happening. It's not a stable world. Something's going to happen. It can't last much longer as it is today with the economic turmoil and the social, political turmoil in the world. And religious turmoil, and with the movement of Islam all over the world, something is happening. And what happens is going to happen very quickly and very dramatic. And I have a feeling inside that I think I'll be around to see it.
feeling inside, he'll be around to see it. That's an Orthodox Jew speaking, and understanding what he is saying is exciting to me, because though he's a lost man, he's describing what the Bible says in the book of Ezekiel is going to happen, and in the book of Daniel. One last chapter, look at chapter 35, just very quickly. In chapter 35 in the book of Ezekiel, it's among a message of restoration, the last 16 chapters. But here's a message of retribution. Notice what it says. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man, set thy face against Mount Seir and prophesy against it. Say unto it, Thus saith the Lord God, O Mount Seir, I am against thee, and I will stretch out my hand against thee, and I will make thee most desolate, and I will lay thy cities waste. Verse 5. Why are they going to be judged, Mount Seir? Because thou hast had a perpetual hatred and hast shed the blood of the children of Israel. Look at verse 10. Because thou hast said, these two nations are mine. In Ezekiel 37, verses 15 to 23, it tells us in the passage that there's going to be two Jewish states in Israel in the near future, Israel and Judah. In my briefcase right there, I have the constitution for the state of Judah. It's about to appear. Who is Mount Seir? If you study the 36th chapter of the book of Genesis, you'll see after two twin boys had grown up, had some battles, were living together in the land, the two boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob is allowed to stay in the land that God promised to his father and his grandfather. Esau went to a place to live called Mount Seir. That's modern-day Jordan. That's Edom. That's where Petra's located. That's where Esau went to live. Esau became the Edomites. The Edomites were the family of Herod the Great. They changed their name to Idumeans. Herod the Great was an Edomite. The Palestinian people today claim Herod the Great. The Palestinian people will rise, kill the Jews, and take the land, which is what they're doing. We're here. Everything I've just told you happens after the rapture. We're here. We're in that time period. I go on the Temple Mount and teach Ezekiel. Nobody's had a camera to teach ever on the Temple Mount. I go inside the Dome of the Rock and show you where Christ will rule and reign from. It's the center of the Garden of Eden where Adam and Eve were created. I go to Petra. I deal with Esau and the Palestinians. I don't want to leave you with just a bit of information. I had to quickly go through this time period. I have a five-hour series on the book of Ezekiel. I have also a five-hour series on the alignment of the nations. I believe that these things will help you to understand. We are in that time, and the rapture precedes all of it. That's where we are.
As we've studied Ezekiel today, I'm sure that you recognized the geopolitical events of our day are in line with the prophetic scenario that is found in Bible prophecy for the end of times. Each of us must study God's Word to understand why world events are happening as they are today. And when we do that study, we can determine how close we are to the rapture of the church. You know, I realize that the rapture, when Jesus shouts for each of us that know him as Lord and Savior to be called up into the heavens with him, that this rapture can actually happen at any moment, even today. Keep looking up, my friend. It could indeed be today. Next week, we'll continue our study of Bible prophecy. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study and the other study items that I mentioned earlier.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. until.